Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on the litany with the evening news. First, the headlines. Advisor Dr. Kekre Hyome highlights role of art and imagination in learning. Advisor Wang Pangkonyak pledges stronger support for elderly, announces old age homes in every district. MLA Juenga Sep calls for unity and preserving ancestral values. And Dimapur Sporting Club clinches 9th Captain Kengurusse football tournament. Now the news in detail. Advisor for School Education and SERT, Dr. Kekre Lule Hyome, today emphasized the power of imagination and diverse realities in education. He was addressing an art exhibition in Kohima organized by the School Education Department in collaboration with Saturday Art Class, a non-profit educational organization from Mumbai. Dr. Hyome highlighted the importance of imagination in shaping how we perceive the world, noting that it plays a crucial role in the learning process. Referring to the recently held project-based learning fair in Chumukedima, he noted that students were able to express issues like bullying through their art, showing how creativity enables communication beyond words. He also underscored the vast potential of self-expression through art.
It's important to understand different types of realities because imaginations and how we conceive the world around us, all these are integrated into the learning process. A child's understanding of the world is represented in the pictures. As human beings, we possess a lot of potentials, and these expressions are wonderful.
The advisor commended the Saturday art class for training 120 teachers across 60 government schools in Kohima District and expressed hope for a 5-year memorandum of understanding to continue the collaboration. MLA Juenga Sep today highlighted ancestral values emphasizing resilience, hard work, honesty and unity as enduring principles to guide society. Speaking on the second day of the Toku Imong Festival in Woka, he urged the community to preserve the natural environment and use resources responsibly, noting the forefathers practiced conservation even without a formal education. Expressing concern over growing divisions within society, civil bodies and among national workers, Mr. Sep appealed for unity and collective efforts to overcome tribal barriers and strengthen harmony. The second day of the festival witnessed indigenous games like spear throw and tug of war. Advisor for Social Welfare Wang Pangkonyak has announced plans to establish an old age home in every district of Nagaland. Addressing the ICAM for senior citizens at District Hospital Mon today, he reaffirmed the department's commitment to uplifting vulnerable groups, including the elderly, by providing social assistance, meeting nutritional standards, and protecting those at risk. He highlighted government schemes such as the Old Age Pension, Elderly Helpline, and Charity Care. The program was jointly organized by the Social Welfare Department and Mercy Eye Center, Dimapur, supported by District Hospital Mon. Nagaland police have issued a stringent public warning against spreading misinformation related to the murder of Vihojono Zhao, which occurred on October 24th. In an advisory, police noted a surge of fake news and unverified claims circulating online and cautioned all social media users, content creators, and media outlets against fabricating information, calling such actions serious criminal offence under the IT Act and Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. It said violators will face arrest, prosecution and imprisonment. The public is explicitly warned against sharing unverified content, spreading baseless theories, naming or accusing individuals not identified by investigators and inciting communal hatred. Authorities urge citizens to verify information through official sources, report false posts, and respect the victim's family's privacy. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Members of the Indian women cricket team, winner of the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup 2025, called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. President Murmu congratulated the team and said that they have created history and have become role models for the younger generation. The president added that the team represents different regions, social backgrounds, circumstances and reflects India as a team.
आप सब सुपरस्टार हैं युवा पीढ़ी खासकर लड़कियों आपसे प्रेरित होकर जीवन में आगे बढ़ना चाहेंगे आज आप सब शिखर पर हैं शिखर पर बने रहना बहुत बड़ी चुनौती होती है लेकिन मुझे विश्वास है कि जिन क्षमताओं के बल पर आप सब ने इतिहास लिखा है उन्हें क्वालिटीज के बल पर आप भविष्य में भी इंडियन क्रिकेट को शिखर पर बनाए रखेंगे
Director General of Akashvani, Rajiv Kumar Jain, is on a two-day visit to Kohima, marking his first official visit to the state. During his visit, he will interact with officials and staff of Akashvani Kohima and review the station's functioning and ongoing broadcasting initiatives. This evening, he inspected the FM studio setup and regional news unit section. Tomorrow, Mr. Jain will hold a review meeting with the officers of section heads. In Manipur, Akashvani Imphal celebrated its Diamond Jubilee yesterday, marking 60 years of broadcasting service. Addressing the event, Governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, congratulated the Akashvani Imphal family for its 6 decades of exemplary service and praised the station's vital role in promoting national unity, preserving cultural identity and giving a voice to remote communities. The governor commended Akashvani Imphal's innovation in public broadcasting, including its digital initiatives such as 24/7 YouTube live streaming. Reflecting on the evolving media landscape, Mr. Bhalla urged journalists and broadcasters to uphold truth, restraint and ethics in their work. On the occasion, the governor released the Diamond Jubilee souvenir. The program featured colorful cultural performances and was attended by Director General of Akashvani, Rajiv Kumar Jain, and Additional Director General Akashvani Northeast Zone, Satyajit Dash, among other senior officials. Minister of Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu today said that the center is working on a strong and robust policy to establish India as a global leader in sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, production. Addressing the India SAF summit in New Delhi, Mr. Naidu said that India carries an edge over its peers due to its feedstock availability and production facilities. He added that the country has already made significant strides in this sector and is currently working to bring all the necessary stakeholders for increased production and policy planning.
Sustainable aviation fuel, and India has the opportunity to take lead here with the kind of production facilities it has and the kind of feedstock availability and the raw material availability it has. We can make sure that India becomes the number one SAF producer in the whole world, not only meeting the domestic demand but the international demand also. We can export SAF from India. She is working on the SAF policy and we would be engaging with the necessary stakeholders and very soon be launching the SAF policy.
The minister also mentioned that the government is working on certifying these production facilities according to the global standards and getting the whole ecosystem together, including the ground-level farmers. And Dimapur Sporting Club has emerged as the champion of the 9th Captain N. Kengurusse MVC football tournament. In the grand finale played today, Dimapur SC won 2-1 against defending champions Headhunters FC. Early goals from Nangshang and Rizzo gave Dimapur SC a strong start, and while Hao Tingmang struck a late goal for Headhunters FC, it proved insufficient for the defending champions. Katoho of Dimapur SC was named the player of the tournament. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Advisor Dr. Kekre Hyome highlights role of art and imagination in learning. Advisor Wang Pangkonyak pledges stronger support for elderly, announces old-age homes in every district. MLA Juenga Sepp calls for unity and preserving ancestral values. And Dimapur Sporting Club clinches 9th Captain Kengurusse football tournament. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.